There was an idea called the Nerd Initiative. The idea was to bring together a group of remarkable people, see if they could become something more. See if they could work together when we needed them to fight the battles that we never could.
Welcome, everybody. Leo here with the Nerd Initiative, and we got Kevin once again.
What's up, everybody?
And this is episode 9 of our podcast. We're basically trying to up the game a little bit and bring you more, maybe about 1 to 2 episodes a week. So today is Wednesday,
February 25th.
2015. All right. Lots of stuff going on all over social media. All over the news.
These past 3 days has been like blowing up.
Yeah, and even before that, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we've missed. Yeah. You know, podcasting that we've talked about. So let's start off with one of the biggest news, you know, to hit today was Lady Gaga is going to join the American Horror Story cast. So they officially announced it this morning that she would be on American Horror Story, and the subtitle hadn't been announced yet until I saw a video of Lady Gaga. It was like a tease, and it's going to be called American Horror Story Hotel. So, Kevin, you don't really follow American Horror Story too much.
No, not really, but Lady Gaga, I mean, I've actually always liked her, even though she was weird as an artist.
Right.
So seeing somebody at her caliber as a music artist, you know, taking on a role, a TV role, is actually kind of exciting. I probably would just watch it because of her, to be honest.
Right, right.
Do you think I would need to binge to find out what's going on, or
no,
do these episodes
really
are independent of each other?
They could be independent. It's known that the creator of American Horror Story has linked all seasons. They have some kind of a relation, you know, with each other, because the cast members are pretty much the same throughout all 4 seasons that they've had so far. So you had the first season was Murder House. I think it was Murder House. The second season was Asylum. Season 3 was Coven. And season 4 was this past one, which was Freak Show. So this one is going to be Hotel.
Okay.
And they all have some kind of relation to each other, or some link to each other. There's no telling if, you know, the past, you know, leading female roles are coming back. You're talking about Jessica Lange, Kathy Bates, Angela Bassett. But, you know, with this announcement for Lady Gaga, it was announced that she's going to take the leading female role. But, you know, I don't know if the other 3 are going to be coming back. There was rumors that Kathy Bates and Jessica Lange weren't coming back, but we'll find out. Hopefully they have an event called Paley Fest out here in LA, which is, I think it's like a week long panel.
Dang.
It's a week long. Each day they have panels, you know, a couple panels for a specific TV show. And this year, again, American Horror Story will be back. So you can expect for sure Lady Gaga to be there, and we'll see if Jessica Lange and Kathy Bates show up for that, you know, or even Angela Bassett. So we'll see, you know, how that goes. Another, you know, topic, another, you know, kind of related to American Horror Story, actor Ben Wolf, he played the character Meep in the last season, passed away at 34.
Yeah, saw that. That's tragic.
Yeah, so he died from a head injury caused by a vehicle side view mirror hitting him as he was crossing the street. Now, what I didn't know is he was jaywalking.
Oh.
The suspect, police department never charged him because he was jaywalking. So he was actually breaking the law. Putting himself in an unsafe condition, and this is what happens. I mean, it sucks that he's dead. I liked his character. I thought his character was cool on the show. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's sad, you know. But it's a message out there to people to, one, not jaywalk,
right?
Cross at the crosswalk, you know. Two, look both ways before you cross. You know, and I believe he was a short guy, and I could see someone not seeing him and him getting hit, you know, with a side view mirror.
Right. Well, did he live in Los Angeles?
What's that?
Did he live in Los Angeles?
I think he was. It did occur out here. I think either in L.A. or Hollywood, but it did occur out here.
I mean, Just the city alone, you don't take risks on the street. You know, I'm not talking about like the thug life. I'm talking about just walking out there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So that's sad, man. Yeah, when I saw that post, I was like, oh, man, too young, you know?
Yep. So, yeah, so Ben Wolf passed away yesterday. Wait, the 23rd was yesterday.
23rd, no, that was Monday.
What's today?
Wednesday.
The what?
25th.
Is it the 25th? Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So it's Wednesday, 25th. Yeah, Monday.
So he passed away on Monday, so.
Yeah, and by the way, to confirm the fact he was short, he was 4'4".
There you go. So, yeah, you cannot. There's no way. You know, I don't know if it was nighttime or whatever, but yeah. Moving on, we got this amazing Power Rangers reboot.
Oh yeah,
video. That was it was a
freaking sick.
Pretty much a rated R version of Power Rangers. It starred Katie Sackhoff and James Vanderbeek. I'm not a Power Rangers guy. I could care less for Power Rangers. I didn't watch them growing up. Maybe if I had watched them growing up, I would have been more interested in, you know, them as much as they're, you know, some other adults are. but I watched this. I stuck around and watched the whole thing. Sorry, my phone's going off. I stuck around and watched the whole thing. It was a good 15 minutes. You know, one, it had James Vanderbeek. I didn't care for Dawson's Creek. And he was of no interest to me on this, but it did have Katie Sackhoff. And I loved me some Katie Sackhoff, and I think it was great, you know, how her portrayal of her character on the show, or, you know, this little video. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I didn't follow Power Rangers, but I did catch episodes from time to time. Because I loved the two girls in the Power Rangers. They're hot, you know. I don't remember their names, but the pink and yellow ranger were awesome. Just to look at, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I do know it was very extreme. It was extremely cheesy. I mean, it's a kid show. It was really a kid show. So, you know, everybody's getting punched and, you know, they're fighting and they're flying in the air. You know, probably not even. The choreography was kind of like, whatever. I mean, you know, it was just a cheesy thing. But when I saw the reboot, it was very dark and gritty. It was like Quentin Tarantino, you know, like type, like action.
Right.
And it was very dark. And then at the same time, I actually thought it was actually a real trailer, to be honest with you. I thought it was actually going to come out, and I was like, surprised.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I want it to be longer, at least this, I mean, but it gave me enough to think, wow, if this was done for real adults, I would definitely give this a watch.
Right.
Like, and get involved with it, like, you know, storyline, the character development, things like that. But this is about it. It was nice to see it go from one end to the other, from cheesy to actual adult action, rated R action. Right. You know, it was just cool to see, because the fact that you're, you know, fighting aliens, you got to kill something.
Yeah.
And you know, you encounter real thugs in the streets, and they handle it beautifully, like they should. They're G's.
Right.
But I'm just actually reading something on Kotaku.com.
Uh-huh.
And Saban or Saban?
Saban.
Saban, the makers and owners of the Power Rangers, are trying to bring it off the internet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just found it, you know, when you brought it up. Joseph Kahn, he's the director of the project.
Mm-hmm.
He tweeted on his he was on Twitter saying that Saban is trying to shut down the Power Force/Rangers down. If you'd like to keep watching, tell him to stop harassing me. And he gave them the link to their contact page.
Oh, wow.
SabanBrands.com/contact/. So I think Vimeo is about to shut it down, but because it's a copyright infringement.
Right.
Because, of the, you know, they actually use the names of the characters. And just the fact that you put a /in the middle of it doesn't make it, you know, totally different. So, yeah, so it was just posted like 12 hours ago. So not too long.
Well, I think it's, you know.
I mean, they have every right. I mean, he didn't stray away from, I mean, that's kind of risky take, trying to, you know, getting your art out there.
Right. But the thing, I mean, it's a lot of this backlash, I would say, is coming from fans.
Oh, really?
I would say it is. You know, I mean, even if it's not endorsed by Saban or Lionsgate, you know, I think it's just the fans. You know, the Power Ranger fans take their shit real seriously, dude. And I'm pretty sure they have a lot to do with this. They watched it, they probably liked it. But there are some that thought it was distasteful, you know, just because it's somewhat R-rated. There's drugs, there's violence, you know, foul language, this and that, and you never see that on Power Rangers. It's a children's show.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's true. Yeah, I mean, that would be like someone trying to redo. I mean, yeah. The people who follow, I mean, there's guys who follow My Little Pony and take that serious.
Right.
So right. I totally understand that. Totally get that.
Yeah, I mean, let's just say you create a live-action My Little Pony film, right?
Yeah.
And you make it, let's say, I want to make this a rated R My Little Pony film. And you start killing off these ponies. Man. People will just go berserk.
Or how about Care Bears meet Ted?
Right.
Yeah, so I get it. I do. I honestly get it. I was just like, wow, man. I mean, the fact that, so there's one guy, his name is Punishing Crab. He posted on Kotaku.
Uh-huh.
And he was saying, like, Saban is the reason why they're probably trying to shut it down more is because they're trying to make a reboot.
They are.
And, but he's, you know, he's like, well, the video, the last day, one day when they checked it, he already had 5 million views. So this project, it wasn't a Kickstarter project or nothing. It was totally funded by the director. Right. This wasn't like, he wasn't trying to make money off of it. That's what he says. That's a big production for it to be free. But
I mean, I don't believe he was.
Yeah, I don't.
I would love to, you know, honestly, all these fan films and stuff like that, it has me, you know, brainstorming up some stuff. And, you know, I would love to it's Walking Dead related, but you know how, you know, Vincent Ward's a friend of mine, and I've seen, you know, the impact that it's, you know, having his character killed off has done with fans and stuff like that. They've even petitioned to bring him back to life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and man, I love the idea, or love to be behind a short fan film about his character actually surviving, finding another community, you know, doing something like that, just something different, you know. And I wouldn't do it for the money, you know. It would be just for to get my name out there.
Right, right. To lead into something.
Right, you know.
For more projects. Yeah. Well, that's, you know, this is kind of like deviating from that part, but that's when I first got into marketing as a consultant and designer, graphic designer. I did stuff like that for fun first. I started, you know, working with clients for free because I enjoyed what I did. Like, I enjoy helping people, you know, develop their brand and get things out there. And then at one point, it led me into, you know, paying roles. I started getting clients that were paying, you know, monthly projects or per project. Like, I started doing MMA posters and things like that. So it worked out great. So I could see what he's, you know, there's some things you don't want to get paid for, and there's some things you want it, but you want it to lead somewhere. And I can respect that. But I think he's only got it on Vimeo.
It's on Vimeo?
Yeah, well, it's about to be taken down, I think. But I, you know how people are, man. They start downloading things. You can download anything. So it's probably the Kotaku is saying it's on YouTube, but I don't think it was put up by Joseph Kahn. So.
Well, everybody's putting it up. You know,
yeah, so now
they take it down, someone's going to put it back up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be on, it's all probably on torrents right now. It's everywhere. This thing went viral. This made news, and it's going to be hard for Saban to get this thing off.
Right. I think Joseph Kahn broke the internet.
Probably. Sounds like it. So, with that being said, talking about, you know, Power Rangers is old, you know, and older. It's been out for a while. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. It's people's childhood favorites, you know, this and that. Let's talk about Jem and the Holograms.
Oh, yeah.
You had mentioned that you had heard that there was going to be a Jem film. I had no clue.
Right.
Up until today, they released the official movie poster. Okay. The official movie poster was released, and there was also a screen capture of Jem and the Holograms in concert. It was a very poor picture. You know, you can make it out for sure, but I didn't think it was worthy of posting on the site, so I just, you know, did a post on the movie poster being released, because honestly, the movie poster looks sick. It's simple, gets to the point. You know, I think it's dope. So they just released that today. And you're looking at, I don't know, a decent cast, I guess. I mean, you got Molly Ringwald. You know, she's old school. Juliette Lewis, she's on there.
And Ari Peoples as Jem. So
yeah.
She was on Nashville.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a decent cat. I mean, yeah, I know you like the poster. I'm like, whoa, it's hella basic. But I don't know. That is the official movie poster? Is that?
That is the official movie poster.
Holy.
This movie is scheduled to come out October 23rd of this year. I mean, I've got to see a trailer. I have to see a trailer. Because, I mean, you know, we grew up in the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, and we watched Jem. We watched you know, He-Man and
She-Ra. You know,
all that stuff was our generation. None of this BS that these kids nowadays think they know. You know, they don't. This is what we grew up on. G.I. Joe, you know, Mask, all that stuff, GoBots, blah, blah, blah. The list goes on and on. You know, so to see what this is going to look like on the big screen, I'm interested.
I am interested just for the fact that I did watch it. Again, I didn't watch it faithfully, but come on, when you're coming home from school and 2:30 to 5 o'clock, you're gonna watch everything,
right?
Because after that is news, and you're done.
Even you know, I have a sister, so you know, we would
crap. I have no excuse. I just tried to validate it, and you said, "Well, I have a sister." And I'm like, "Well, I didn't."
Well, so, there you go, Eric. Yeah, and this is it looks like this is the production companies on this, you know, Allspark Pictures, I've never heard of them. Blumhouse Productions, I've heard of them.
Yeah, I've heard of Blumhouse. Well, to get Molly Ringwald in there, somebody got a good script going on for her to hear that, or she just needed something to write on.
Yeah.
To come back. But, I mean, she probably could have been a fan, too. Wanted to be, you know, just like how The Rock was with G.I. Joe.
Right. You know? Yeah, so, I mean, you know, we'll see how that one plays out. Again, this thing comes out October 23rd. Hopefully we get to see... They're in post-production now, I believe.
Yeah.
And hopefully we get to see a trailer sometime soon. You know, this will be interesting because... They also have a Masters of the Universe film that was announced. Or
what?
Yeah, it was...
You mean like He-Man?
Yeah.
Masters of the Universe?
Yeah.
The one with Dolph Lundgren?
Yep.
Who played? Dude, that fight, first of all, that one was pretty dope. For what it was. I liked the hell out of that one.
Yeah, no, this one, that was... Yeah, the Dolph Lundgren one was cool. I thought that was dope, but... You know,
that was on,
another one we grew up on. You know, that was back in 87.
Yeah, that was on VHS Rewind all day, man.
Right. You know, so now it's in development, based on what IMDb is saying. They're still casting. So, you know, I'd love to see that, you know, alongside with his gem film. So, we'll keep an eye out for more news on that one.
I'm excited about that. I wonder if they're going to get... what's the guy who plays Thor?
Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah, I wonder if they'll get him.
Yeah, I doubt. I mean, I would have to doubt that.
They better not grab a bodybuilder from Muscle Beach, man, I swear. Because acting... You know, have you ever seen The Barbarians?
Yeah.
The two twins who were bodybuilders?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be... I loved the movie, but it was like, wow, this acting is horrible.
Yeah, nah. Yeah, so, you know, back to Gem and Masters of the Universe. The more info we get, we'll bring it to you guys. Did you happen to see that Aquaman
picture? Yeah. Khal Drogo.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well... I'm going to watch it because of him, to be honest. Wow, that's suspect.
You're going to watch it because of him?
Yeah. Well, because, man, Aquaman was like the least played with action figure ever.
Yeah.
Right? Like, everybody had like a barrel, you know, a little tub of like toys, he was like the last pick. It's like, what are you going to do with him? We never had, you know, unless you're all in a tub together, that's kind of gross.
Yeah.
And... You like even Big Bang Theory to make fun. You ever see that episode where they're all about to go off to a comic book party
No.
for New Year's Eve? So all the guys are getting to get to a comic book party, and they're like, oh, we'll be the Justice League because they had Penny with them. So Penny was Wonder Woman. Her boyfriend at the time was Superman. And everybody started picking characters. And when they gave Raj Kuplapali Aquaman, he goes, oh, man, I don't want to be Aquaman. He sucks. Like, no one likes him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Aquaman.
So I'm just interested to see what they'll do. I mean, they were reaching to grab him, to be honest.
Who, Jason Momoa?
Yeah, meaning the franchise itself, Aquaman itself, needed something like drastic to bring it some interest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and the new look. I love the new look. I mean,
yeah, I really do.
You gotta have he'll play it off good. What's it called? So little backstory on that. I'm sure all the listeners or whoever, if anyone's listening, caught it. Zack Snyder had posted on Twitter the first official image. This was last week, of Jason Momoa as Aquaman, and you know. It had the caption of Unite the Seven. I think Unite the Seven. You know, and there's lots of speculation on what it could be. It could be the Seven Seas. It could be Justice League. Mm-hmm. The seven members of Justice League. So, very cryptic message. We'll just have to wait and see, you know, where that leads us.
Right. Are they talking 2018?
I think so. It's not going to be for a while, but I'm assuming and have heard that he's scheduled to appear in Batman versus Superman.
That'll be very smart to do, to be honest.
It would be, you know.
Very smart.
More than likely he is. It's probably like almost 100% that he'll show up. So we'll see. We'll see about that. Other news going on, excuse me, that you can think of, or I hear you clicking away.
Yeah, I'm clicking away.
Any other news going on that you can find? Our favorite subject, Walking Dead.
Correct. With the subject that started it all for this podcast.
Yes, it did. Soon. They just announced, AMC just announced today, that the season 5 finale will be extended to 90 minutes. So, we will get an extension on that final episode. I'm still sticking to my guns about Glenn dying, but who knows. Right. They did release a brief description, I don't know if you saw it, where they said basically Daryl runs into a bunch of trouble outside of the camp, and you know Rick and the rest of the group are inside Alexandria and worried about some kind of threat outside of the walls. My assumption is that threat is Negan. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping for a good first appearance, you know, just a dope first appearance from this guy. Whoever's playing him, they pretty much kept it under wraps. They don't know. They haven't announced who's playing him, if he's even going to show up. I mean, if you watch The Talking Dead, I think the episode that Tyrese died, he had Chad Coleman had mentioned that they built a set of the bedroom that he was in the studio, just so fans could not see the old cast members show up, like David Morrissey, Lawrence Gilliard, you know, Kyla Kennedy. They built that set so none of the fans could see them walking up or driving up to film.
Wow.
That's how, you know, top secret they can get.
And so, that's how crazy the fans can get.
Right, and AMC's strict, dude.
Yeah.
They're strict, so I'm pretty sure, you know, no one can get it out of anybody whether or not Negan will show up. So they extended it, though, the season 5 finale. That airs on March 23rd, I believe.
March 29th.
29th, okay, I'm sorry. March 29th, that'll be revealed who... or how, where this season's, or where next season's gonna take off. So we'll see.
Yeah, that's gonna be. I'm just hoping you're wrong. To be honest, I'm still sticking to that where they can't kill off more of the original guys. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not that I don't like Rick, but I don't want to be left with Rick. To be honest, that's just me.
Well, if they stay true to the comics or close to the comics, I think Carl will be taking over. Carl will have more of an in charge role. And he loses his eye.
Really? So he's the heir to the throne?
To the Game of Thrones.
Yes. Which, by the way, are you gonna try to catch up, but you know, rewatch some of the seasons to kind of refresh your memory?
I've been watching the last season because I bought it. Because I bought it. I've been watching, you know, certain episodes, you know, the best ones, the War on Castle Black and, you know, Mountain and the Viper. You know, I've been watching those.
That season was fire. Right. I ain't gonna lie. That season was fire.
I did catch the, I know they released a trailer a while ago. It was like a 2-minute trailer. But the version I had seen was recorded, you know, on screen at the theater when they had, the last two episodes released in theaters.
Right.
At the end, I think they showed the trailer for season 5. And I actually finally got to watch today a more clear version, or the official version. And, man, it looks good. Did you see it?
I saw it, but I don't remember it now, because I saw it a while ago, to be honest.
Yeah.
So it's been a minute since I was. So that's what I said. That's why fortunately, my little cousin, he wants to watch it, because he knows it's coming out in April. So he wanted to watch, you know, from beginning to end. So I'm reliving all of those moments as we speak.
Right. So. Yeah, I mean, all I'm going to say is I'm House Targaryen all the way.
Yes. So am I.
There's actually a cool video I ran into on YouTube. I forgot the guy's name. But he posted a breakdown of the trailer.
Really?
Yeah, you got to check it out when you get a chance.
I'm going to check it out, to be honest.
It was like 10 minutes long, but he really broke it down. Yeah.
I ain't got that kind of time. I ain't got that kind of time, but I'm watching like all of the seasons in Game of Thrones.
Yeah. No, it's good. You should really check it out. I mean, watch the trailer again.
And then
watch this video. Yeah. I'll send you the link. So, I mean, aside from that, that's pretty much it.
Right.
I mean, there's other things that went on, but we try to hit the hard topics, like the most popular or the trending topics.
Right.
For the most part. So we will close out this episode. And again, we got a couple more new followers on Facebook. So to those that are our new followers, you know, thanks for the support. And next week we will have another or we'll have a special guest excuse me that will be joining us to talk Walking Dead.
Yep.
And
I'm kind of, it's funny because she's on point.
Yeah,
with the Walking Dead. She's on point. So I think I'm about to get schooled, which is okay with me.
Yeah, no, she's we have a friend, Mari Carr. She's agreed to jump in on a podcast with us. She is a big fan of The Walking Dead. Like us, you know, but I fell off on the comics. I don't know around what issue, but I know she's caught up on hers. I believe. So it'll be interesting to get some feedback from her.
Right. You know, there's a lot of good insight. So
yeah, because you know, this season has followed the comic books for the most part. There, of course, are changes, but you know, she'll be able to debug everything for us.
That's correct.
So once again, thank you everyone for listening. and we will catch you on Sunday night after The Walking Dead.
There was an idea called the
Nerd
Initiative. The idea was to bring together a group of remarkable people, see if they could become something more. See if they could work together when we needed them to fight the battle.